弟兄姊妹，下午好。
Good afternoon, brothers and sisters.
我们早上可以说是一个序言。
The morning message is more like a prologue.
让我们能够有一个理解，作者约翰他一个老弟兄只身被关在这个巴摩海岛。
So we can understand the elderly brother John who was exiled in island Patmos.
但是神没有忘记他。
But God did not forget him.
在他最痛苦的时候。
In his most painful time.
神向他显现。
God appeared to him.
用八个大的异象。
God appeared to him through 8 visions.
把神在这个末世对他的教会要讲的话要给的启示完全的交给他。
God entrusted to John the 8 visions, what he had to say to the churches in its last phase.
那早上我们读的圣经里面，你知道他提到，看那人子要降临。
This morning we mentioned, behold, the Son of Man is coming back.
所以这段话就很清楚地告诉我们，这本圣经是跟主第二次来发生直接的关系。
So you see that this book is written in light of the second coming of Christ.
所以跟你跟我这个时代是完全接得上的。
So it has something to do with you and me during this time.
所以我这次的主题就是说，启示录在今天的意义对我们每一个人是什么。
So the topic of this conference is what is the meaning of the book of Revelation to you and me at this time.
那下午呢，我们就要从他这个第一个意象里面，他写了七封信给七个教会。
In this first vision, John wrote 7 letters to 7 churches.
这次我不可能花时间一封一封信的来讲。
Because of time, I cannot go through each of the 7 letters.
我特别要选其中的一封信。
I pick one letter.
跟我们这个时代挂钩的。
That has something to do with our times.
这样，我想对我们每一个基督徒都有一个非常清晰的主的话到底在我们这个时代主提醒我们什么事情。
That we may truly understand what the Lord is reminding us during this hour.
我要请大家读三处的圣经。
Let us read 3 different passages.
先请打开这个启示录的第三章。
Let us turn to the book of Revelation, chapter 3.
对。第二章第三章是七封信。
Revelation chapter 2 and 3 are the 7 letters.
那现在我们读的是第七封信。
Now we're reading the 7th letter.
请看第三章第14节念到22节。
Chapter 3 verse 14 to verse 22.
我与翻译的姐妹轮流把这一封信念完。
We'll read in alternative form in English and Chinese.
你要写信给老底家教会的使者说，那为阿门的，为诚信真实见证的，在神创造万物之上为元首的说。
I know your works, that you are neither cold nor hot. I could wish you were cold or hot.
你既如温水，也不冷，也不热。所以我必从我口中把你吐出去。
Because you say, I am rich, have become wealthy, and have need of nothing, and do not know that you are wretched, miserable, poor, blind, and naked.
我劝你向我买火炼的金子，叫你可以富足，又买白衣穿上，叫你的赤身羞耻不露出来，又买眼药擦你的眼睛，使你能看见。
As many as I love, I rebuke and chasten. Therefore be zealous and repent.
看啊，我站在门外叩门，若有听见我声音就开门的，我要进到他那里去，我与他，他与我一同坐席。
To him who overcomes, I will grant to sit with me on my throne, as I also overcame and sat down with my Father on his throne.
圣灵像众教会所说的话，凡有耳的就应当听。 第二处我要请大家读的是马太福音。
The second place that we'll read together is in the Gospel of Matthew.
我们要读的是十三章。
Chapter 13.
马太福音十三章，我要请大家念的是第十节。
Verse 10.
念到十六节。
Verse 16.
对，十到十六，第十三章。门徒们进前来问耶稣说：“对人讲话，为什么用比喻呢？”
He answered and said to them, "Because it has been given to you to know the mysteries of the kingdom of heaven, but to them it has not been given."
凡有的还要加给他，叫他有余；凡没有的，连他所有的也要夺去。
Therefore, I speak to them in parables, because seeing they do not see, and hearing they do not hear, nor do they understand.
在他们身上正应验了以赛亚的预言说：“你们听是要听见，却不明白；看是要看见，却不晓得。”
For the hearts of this people have grown dull; their ears are hard of hearing, and their eyes they have closed.Lest they should see with their eyes and hear with their ears, lest they should understand with their hearts and turn, so that I should heal them.
但你们的眼睛是有福的，因为看见了；你们的耳朵也是有福的，因为听见了。第三处的圣经，请大家打开《使徒行传》第十九章，《使徒行传》。第十九章。
The third place that we'll read together is in the book of Acts, chapter 19.
第八节。
Verse 8.
到第十节。
To 10.
八到十。保罗，念之前我们还要跳，再选一节，第一节。第一节，十九章第一节，然后跳到第八节。
Let's read chapter first one of the same chapter.
Yeah.
19.
亚波罗在哥林多的时候，保罗经过了上边一带地方，就来到以弗所，在那里遇见几个门徒。好。
八节。
然后你就念第八节。
And he went into verse 8. And he went into the synagogue and spoke boldly for 3 months.Reasoning and persuading concerning the things of the kingdom of God.
后来有些人心里刚硬不信，在众人面前毁谤这道，保罗就离开他们，也叫门徒与他们分离，便在推拉奴学坊天天辩论。
And this continued for 2 years, so that all who dwell in Asia heard the word of the Lord Jesus.Both Jews and Greeks.
我特别要请大家注意这句话第十节。
Please pay a special attention to verse 10.
这样有两年之久，叫一切住在亚细亚的，无论是犹太人，是希利尼人，都听见主的道。
And this continued for 2 years.So that all who dwelt in Asia heard the word of the Lord Jesus, both Jews and Greeks.
他人在这两年三个月的时间是在以弗所这个城市。
So Paul spent 2 years and 3 months in Ephesus.
他天天传道。
He preached daily.
这样产生的结果。
And the result of his labor.
他说一切住在亚细亚的。
Was that all who dwell in Asia?
什么意思？
What does that mean?
用今天的话，假设保罗住在这个温哥华。
So if Paul were to reside in Vancouver today,
他在这里传道两年三个月。
And if he preached here for 2 years and 3 months,
他的结果是所有在 BC 省的，无论是犹太人是外邦人，都听见了神的道。
Everyone in British Columbia, be it Jews or Greeks, heard what he had to say.
对，亚细亚就是他那个地方的那个省。
Asia, it's the province. province of Ephesus.
对，那么就是今天我们在的就是土耳其的西半，这个省叫做亚细亚省。
So Asia is the western part of Turkey today.
对，他无论是犹太人、希利尼人都听见主的道。
So both Jews and Greeks heard the word of the Lord Jesus.
好，有了这个背景。
Now with this background in mind,
这个时间就是我们现在读保罗在以弗所讲到的这个时间，大概是在主后58年左右。
So at that time when Paul preached to Ephesus, it's about 58 AD.
那么他在那里传道2年3个月。
He preached there for 2 years and 3 months.
圣灵与他同工。
The Holy Spirit co-worked with him.
那这个地方是一个海港。
Ephesus is a port city.
来往的人很多。
Lots of people go through that city.
有的人从路上来。有的人从海上来。
Some people travel by land and some people travel by sea.
保罗就在推拉奴学房就天天讲道，天天辩论。
And Paul was reasoning daily in the school of Tyre.
哇，这个是很厉害啊！你要我从上午讲到下午已经很辛苦了，他天天干这么干。
You know it's very hard to preach from morning to evening, but Paul did that every day.
这不是保罗本身有的力量。
It's not the strength that Paul had in himself.
这是圣灵给他一个超然的力量。
But it's the strength of the Holy Spirit that's supernatural.
那他的听众怎么样呢？
And what happened to his hearers?
也很厉害。
And they're very amazed as well.
他呢，这些听众保罗所讲的这些神的话语。
The hearers took what they heard from Paul.
那么他们就带出去了。
And they brought it elsewhere.
保罗自己没有。那 两年三个月里头没有自己跑遍整个的小亚细亚。
Paul never traveled to the rest of Asia Minor.
但是为什么神的道可以传遍整个的小亚细亚呢？
How come the word of God traveled through the rest of Asia Minor?
那当然就是听众把它带出去的。
Of course the hearers took what they heard and spread it out.
对不对？这一些听众，这些弟兄姐妹，因为神的话打到他们的心里面，他们的生命起了改变。
These hearers, these brothers and sisters, they heard the word of God, and there was a change in their heart, and they spread it out.
当他们往外走的时候
，When they travel,
我刚刚说过，这个来的人是真叫五湖四海啊，从四面八方都有人来。
You see, all these different people from elsewhere heard what Paul had to say.
他们在这里听保罗讲道
，They heard what Paul said.
神的话就抓住他们的心
，And God's word gripped their heart.
他们的生命就悔改，就有改变
，And they repented, and their lives are changed.
然后他们就带着这样的信息，就把他们各地走的时候，这个地方就福音就传出去了
，And they took the message and spread it wherever they went.
那这个七封信。
And these seven letters
是七个城市
are seven different cities.
你如果回到你的比较好的有圣经地图的这个地图里头去找的话
if you refer to your biblical maps,
你就可以看到这个七个地点都是在这个亚细亚省里面的七个城市
you see the seven cities are seven cities in Asia Minor.
而刚刚好是顺时钟走一圈
if you follow the map clockwise,
对七个城市就这样安排过来，是这么一圈的。
That's how the seven cities are aligned geographically.
那也就是说，这一些神的话，神的儿女们听见主的话，成为神的门徒，他们就出去把这个福音传遍了小亚细亚。
So these children of God heard what God has to say, and they become disciples, and they went out and spread the word of God.
然后这些教会就建立起来了。
And these churches are built up.
所以神的工作在那个时候是非常的兴旺。
So the work of God was fervently built up.
这些弟兄姊妹完全投入这一个见证的里面。
These brothers and sisters completely threw themselves into the testimony of Jesus.
好，这样子到了约翰的时候。
And now we reach the time of John.
耶稣写七封信。给这七个教会
Jesus wrote seven letters to these churches.
算算看多少年过去了
Can you count how many years has passed?
他在这边传道是58年对吧
He preached during 58 AD.
对吧 这54年到56年57年这个范围。
It's around 54, 56 to 57 AD.
那现在大概是在95年吧。
Now it's 95 AD.
就过了多少年？
How many years have passed?
40年。
About 40 years.
贵教会几年呢？
How old is VCA?
30年啊。
30 years old.
所以你们还不够老。
So you guys are not old enough yet.
这些教会差不多就是过了40年了。
These churches are almost 40 years old.
什么意思叫做一个教会有40年的历史？
What does it mean to have 40 years of church history?
啊，老一辈的人怎么样？就已经过去了。
So the old have already passed on.
对吗？然后新的就开始接上来了。
And the young is trying to pick up the baton.
换言之，现在约翰写信给这七个教会的时候，这一些教会都已经是第二代、第三代的人了。
So when John wrote these letters, it's the second generation or even the third generation who took up the testimony.
懂吗？所以你就知道这些教会都已经相当有历史的。
So you see, these church has come to a certain age.
他们这些都是第二代、第三代的基督徒。
So these are second generation or third generation Christians.
那事情啊，时间一长，从第一代传到第二代，甚至第三代的时候，有什么事情发生了？
So do you know what happens when the first generation pass on to the second or the third generation?
基本上就开始会发生很多的，从那个传统变成了什么？岔出去了，就打岔了。
So it's very easy to deviate away from tradition.
对，当然我们讲传统的时候有好有坏。
Of course, there are good and bad traditions.
对不对？但是我们都希望能够持守住那个好的传统，而不要背离那个传统。
But we all long to hold on to the good traditions and not to go away from these things.
但是人是没有办法的，当你这样子传的时候，总是有一些东西跟它的原版是有差异的。
But for men, it's almost inevitable to pass on something that's slightly different than what you inherited.
所以主耶稣要写信给这个七个教会。
Therefore, Jesus wrote the seven letters to the seven churches.
你读这七封信的时候，你就知道主对每一个教会第一段他的话总是启示他是谁。
You see how Jesus always began the letters with an introduction of himself.
你读了七封信，你就可以看得出来，第一段一定是讲我是谁。
For all the seven letters, the introduction is always an introduction of himself.
而且很有意思的是，你会发现每一个教会所得到的启示都是独特的。
And to our surprise, each time Jesus wrote a letter, he introduces himself very differently.
你看这个第七封信，主自我介绍了，他说：“那为阿门的，为诚实。”诚信真实见证的，在神创造万物之上的元首说，这是主耶稣对这个教会的启示。
So Jesus introduced himself to the Laodiceans as the Amen, the faithful and true witness, the beginning of the creation of God.
你往前走一封信，到第六封的时候，腓拉铁腓。
To the Philadelphia Church.
他对那个教会的启示就不一样了。
The sixth letter, he introduces himself differently.
他说那圣洁真实拿着大卫的钥匙开了就没人关关了就没人开的说。
He who is holy, he who is true, he who has the key of David, he who opens and no one shuts, and shuts and no one opens.
你每一封信去读这头一段。
If you read the first part of each letter,
你一定很 surprised.
You'll be very surprised.
怎么同样为耶稣？
It's the same person.
自我介绍都不一样。
The self-introduction is very different.
你就知道，因为我们的主怎么样？很大，很丰富。
Because our Lord is so abundant.
那每一个教会能够得着的启示，只是那个很大、很丰富中间的一部分。
Each church can only receive a part of the revelation of this very big and awesome God.
因为耶稣是这样的丰富，他是全丰全能的神。
Because he is the abundant God.
我们人这个器皿是很小的。
Our vessels are so small.
我们对这位无限大的丰富的主，我们的认识只有一个部分。
So to apprehend this unlimited God, we can only apprehend a very small portion of Him.
所以我们虽然你看我们这么在座差一百多个人呢。
For the hundreds of people here.
神了不起在哪里啊？
How amazing is God?
我们每一个人都不一样啊。
Each of us are different.
对对，每一个人的脸，每一个人的性格都不一样啊。
We have different facial features. We have different characters.
嗯，这就是了不起的地方。
Isn't this amazing?
他能够把我们每一个人，他都有一个特点，但是共同加起来，我们都是人，不是狗。
We have different features and characteristics, but we're all human beings and
not dogs. 我们
都是人，
可是我们都不太一样。
We are human beings, but we are unique.
这就是神的伟大的地方。
That is the greatness of God.
他是伟大、丰富、无限的主。
He is the unlimited, abundant God.
他把他自己启示给我们。
He revealed himself to us.
那每一个教会对主的认识都有他的特点。
So each church apprehended Christ differently.
所以你不能说因为你跟我不一样，所以你不是人，你不能这样讲的。
You can say, oh, you're different than me, so you're not a human being.
对不对？所以每一个教会不要批评来批评去，说哦，他讲的跟我讲的不一样，所以他是异端。这句话不能乱讲。
So churches cannot point the fingers at each other and say, oh, you preach heresy because you preach something that's different than what I say.
有些东西是可以变的，有些东西是不能变的，但是。那些不能变的部分我们要持守。
There are things that can change and are things that cannot. We have to keep the things that cannot change.
对，那个能变的部分那是它的丰富的部分。
That things that can change manifest the abundance.
好，那么这是信的第一个部分。
So that's the first part.
他到第二个部分他就会说我知道。
In the second part,The Lord says, I know your works.
每一封信都一样的，到第二部分，
Each letter
他都说
has the same sentence, I know your works.
什么意思？
What does that mean?
我们上一堂说到这位大祭司他行走在七个金灯台中间。
In the last message, we talked about the great high priest standing and walking amidst the seven golden lampstands.
什么意思？
What does that mean?
意思是这位大祭司
That the high priest,
他对每一个灯台的光景
is very familiar with the condition of each of the lampstands.
叫做了若指掌。
He knows the conditions like the back of his hand.
他的眼目像火焰。
His eyes are like a flame of fire.
也就是说，没有一样东西他就看得清清楚楚的。
Nothing escapes his notice.
所以他说，我知道。
So he said, I know.
这三个字好不好？
Isn't this wonderful?
可以很好，也可以很糟糕。
It can be wonderful and it can also be terrible.
为什么叫做可以很好呢？
Why?
如果你做得很好，
If you did great things,
主耶稣说，我知道。
The Lord says, I know your works.
那你的感觉是什么？
And how would you feel?
好啊。
And you feel great.
如果你很痛苦，
If you suffer,
主对你说我知道。
The Lord says, I know.
你什么感觉啊？
How would you feel?
很安慰。
You feel much better.
我这么痛苦，居然主知道。
I suffer so much, and the Lord knows.
对，这都是好的安慰的话。
That is good and comforting words to us.
但是你没有好好爱主，你在那边鬼混。
But if you do not love the Lord and you just waste your time,
你在爱世界，
you love the world,
你跟世界的人混在一起。
If you mingle with the people of the world,
主也对你说，我知道。
And the Lord says to you, likewise, I know.
那怎么办？
Then what would you do?
那就不好喽。
Then you would be in trouble.
所以这三个字可以很好。
So these words may be good words to you.
但是也可以非常可怕。
It may be very fearful to you as well.
因为我们所有每一个教会的光景。
Because each of the condition of the churches.
在这位大祭司的眼中是一清二楚的。
In the eyes of the great high priest, nothing escapes his notice.
他每天在他的办公室，他的天上真帐幕的这个圣所。
The great high priest is in the true tabernacle, doing his work daily.
他每天就是注目什么？他在地上，他所有的教会。
His eyes are upon his own churches.
所以每一个教会的光景，你的优点，你的缺点， 他完全都能够掌握。
So for each of the churches, their strengths, their weaknesses, he knows them all.
所以你看七封信的时候，他就会说出来你们教会的优点是什么，他传给你听，一二三四五。
So when he wrote to the seven churches, he would offer praises to those who did well.
他也会告诉你你们教会的缺点是什么，也是一二三四五讲得清清楚楚。
And likewise, he would address the weakness of the churches and reveal them.
所以如果你听你读这些信的时候，你可以有的时候觉得哎呀太好了，主耶稣啊你真是认识我们哦。
Sometimes when you read these letters, you would feel comforted because the Lord knows what's going on.
但是有的时候你就会发现主就很严格地责备这些教会。
But sometimes you realize how the Lord reprimanded some churches very fiercely.
你第一封信以弗所，他列出五个大的优点来。
In the first letter to the church of Ephesus, he praised them on five areas.
对，称赞他们。
He praised them.
但是又指出一个大的缺点。
And he always also pointed out one major weakness.
那一个缺点就是你们把起初的爱心离弃了。
You have forsaken your first love.
这个严不严重？
Is that serious?
有五个优点，但是有一个缺点。这一个缺点它带出来的结果，他说如果你们不悔改，我要把你们的灯台从原处出去。
The church has five strengths and one weakness, and because of that one weakness, the Lord threatened to take away that lampstand.
所以每一次讲到缺点的时候，主总是指出来，然后求他要他们悔改。
So whenever the Lord mentioned the weaknesses, he wants them to repent.
然后紧接着下来，又进入另外一段。
And then the letter continues.
那一段就是得胜的，我要让他们得什么样的赏赐。
For those who overcomes, I will give them this and that.
然后这封信就结束了。
And then the letter ends.
都结束在一句话上面。
And it always ends with this one sentence.
这一句话就是圣灵向众教会所说的话，凡有耳的都应当听。这封信就结束了。
He who has an ear, let him hear what the Spirit says to the churches. And then the letter ends.
这是这七封信的结构。
And that's the basic structure of the seven letters.
那今天下午呢？
And this afternoon,
我没有时间把第一封信一直讲到第七封信，没有，不可能。
I can't go through the seven letters.
但是这本书它是一本预言的书。
But this book is a book of prophecy.
所以这七封信也就是一个预言。
So these seven letters are prophecies.
你可以解释对当时在亚细亚七个教会，主对每一个教会有话要讲。
Of course, you can explain the prophecies as words of the Lord Jesus to these seven churches back then.
对，他是针对当时七个教会来说话的。
The Lord has something to say to those seven historical churches.
但是他的结每一封信的结束，他都会说圣灵向众教会所说的话。
But you see how he concludes each letter. He who has an ear, let him hear what the Spirit says to the churches.
所以他是不单单是对七个教会讲话。
So he is not only speaking to the seven.
他也是对众教会讲话。
He's speaking to all the churches.
因为我们知道在第一世纪的时候，哪里只有七个教会呢？
Because we know in the first century, there isn't only just the seven.
你看读完这七封信之后，你会想，诶，这个罗马的教会怎么没有讲呢？
If you read church history, you see, oh, you know, there's a church in Rome as well.
这个耶路撒冷的教会怎么没有讲呢？
And there's a church in Jerusalem as well.
怎么哥林多的教会没有讲呢？
How about the one in Corinth?
你可以发现很多很多的教会这七封信都没有讲啊。
You see, the seven churches does not include all of the churches that exist back then.
所以我们就知道。
So we know.
七个教会只是代表。
So the seven are a representation.
在圣经里面，这个七这个数字是一个预表，一个在时间里面的完全。
The number seven in scriptures represents completeness.
In time.
In time.
对，在启示录的时候，你会发现有很多的七这个数字。
In the book of Revelation, the number seven everywhere.
对，但是到这个启示录到了最后，到了二十章、二十一章、二十二章的时候
，But in chapter 20, 21 and 22,
你就看不到七了。
You will not see the number seven anymore.
你在那里所看见都是十二。
You will only see the number 12.
那么12在圣经里面也是一个完全的数字。
The number 12 in scripture is also a number of completeness.
对，它的完全是在永世里的完全。
It's a complete number in eternity.
那么7的完全是3加4。
The number 7 is 3 plus 4.
3是代表三一的神，是神，神自己。
The number 3 represents the triune God.
对，4是代表他的创造。
The number 4 represents his creation.
一个是创造的神，一个是被创造的万物。
You see the creator and the creation.
四里面你可以看得出来我们有四季。
In the number 4 gives us the four seasons.
我们有四个东南西北。
We have the four directions, east, west, north, and south.
所以这些是四是代表了受造之物。
So the number 4 represents creation.
那么所以创造的神加上受造之物，这是时间中的完全七。
So the creator plus the creation, it means completeness in time itself.
但是到十二的时候呢，它是三乘四，那代表进到永世里头去了。
So for the number 12 is 3 times 4, it means that it happens in eternity.
好，那么今天我们是在时间的里头。
And now we are in time.
那么我们所注目的是在时间里面的完全，圣经用七来告诉我们的。
So we want to focus on completeness in time. That's what the number 7 tells us.
好，他不但有当时对当时这小亚细亚七个教会讲话。
So the Lord not only spoke to the seven churches in Asia Minor.
那他也告诉我们这是一个预言。
The Lord also told us that this is a prophecy.
所以你要解经的时候，你可以解对当时的教会他讲什么。
So when you explain these prophecies, you can address them to the seven churches back then.
你也可以看这七封信是整个2000年教会历史的进展。
You can also interpret the seven churches as the evolution of church history from the beginning to the end.
对，你可以说是在第一个世纪里面所看见的就是所谓的以弗所的教会。
So the church in the first century is the church of Ephesus.
对不对？然后一个一个下来，所以有你看解经的书的时候，你可以看到有人解经的时候就把这个教会分成七个时代。
So the church history can be divided into seven compartments, and each state is represented by each church.
好，那我今天呢，我就为什么要讲这个第七个教会老底家呢？
Why do I want to talk about the seventh church, Laodicea?
因为我们早上说了，我们每一个基督徒都应该有一个感觉，我们离主第二次再来是很近的。
Because each Christian should keep in mind that the second coming of Christ is very nigh.
我们今天在21世纪，我们所处的就是在耶稣第二次来的前夕。
We in the 21st century are so close to the Lord's second coming.
那么我们现在所在的教会应该就是属于这七个时代中的最后一段路了。
So the church would be in its final phase in church history.
所以今天在地上的教会的光景，就是主回来之前的这个教会，有很多的时候我们就是掉到老底家的光景里头去。
So the condition of the church has fell into the state of the Laodicean church.
所以我把它拿出来，让我们来一起思想这封信里面主对老底家教会到底要讲什么。
So let us study what the Lord is speaking to the church in Laodicea.
那我先说一下这个地方的特色。
Let me share about the background of Laodicea.
我说过这七个城市是绕了顺时针，从以弗所开始绕这样一圈下来的。
I have mentioned that these seven churches are geographically placed clockwise in Asia Minor.
那也就是说，这个最后这个教会离第一个教会应该怎么样？很近了。
In other words, the first church is very close to the final church.
那基本上，从地理的这个图上你可以看出来，大概是离它有70公里的样子。就60到70公里。
So, the first church, it's about 60 to 70 kilometers away from the last church, geographically speaking.
对，就是老底家跟以弗所差不多有这样的一个距离。
So that's a very small distance between Ephesus and Laodicea.
那么它是怎么一个特点呢？
So what is Laodicea like?
这个地方历史告诉我们是 纺织业和制药业，专门制眼药这个药业的一个地方。
History tells us that Laodicea is famous for textile and eye medication manufacturing.
对，那么因为这个地方有这样的工业。
Because of these economies.
所以这个地方很富有。
That city is very wealthy.
对，老百姓的生活都相当的这个丰富，而且住在这里的人，就好像你们在温哥华一样，都很有钱的。
The people are very rich, so the standard of living is very high, very similar to Vancouver.
对，大家丰衣足食哈，没有太多的这个，像纽约现在很多的乞丐到处都要钱。
There are no beggars on the streets, and everyone is very well off.
那么这是他们的生活水平。
So that's the high standard of living they had.
然后这个地点呢？
And this location
是在两个有名的城市的中间。
It's sandwiched between two very famous cities.
一个离它九公里东边有一个城叫希拉波利。
So 9 miles east.
9公里 kilometer.
Nine kilometers east of Laodicea is Hierapolis.
这个城呢是有名在温泉。
Hierapolis is famous for their hot springs.
对啊，那就在它的相反的方向呢，又有一个有名的城，这是我们大家都熟悉的，叫做哥罗西。
And to the west of Laodicea is this famous city, Colossae.
哥罗西有名什么呢
？What is Colossae famous for?
冷泉。
They're cold springs.
对，一边是很烫的热泉，一边是很冷的冷泉。
So you have hot springs to your east.And cold springs to your west.
罗马人有名的，当然他们有建筑是罗马人很先进的。
Of course, the Romans are famous for their architecture.
那么他们这个做马路也做的所谓条条大路通罗马，这个 highway 也是很有名的。
Remember the saying, "All roads lead to Rome." Their highway developments are very sophisticated.
那罗马人的本事可以把很远，因为他们的建筑很有名，所以他们的马路啊建得好啊，这个房子建得好，而且灌溉系统也做得很好。
So they built great roads and great buildings, and they're also famous for the aqueducts.
那么他们就会把很远的水啊，就用这个 aqueduct， 就是这个渠道，把这个水引过来。
So they would draw water from other cities via aqueducts.
好，那老底家是很有钱哦。
So remember that the Laodiceans are rich.
有钱人就喜欢生活上要舒服一点咯。
The rich wants to live comfortably.
那个时候他们就从两个地方，一个是热泉用渠道把它引热泉过来，冷泉就从哥罗西把那边引过来，这样一冷一热调出来的就是什么东西啊？温水了吗
？So they built aqueducts and got hot springs from Hierapolis and cold springs from Colossae. But by the time the waters arrived in Laodicea, they became lukewarm.
所以他们很喜欢洗澡。
So they love to bathe.
对不对？澡堂生意一定是非常非常好的。
There are all these public bathing facilities.
对，这是在罗马是如此，在老底家也是如此。
You see the same bathing facilities in Rome and in Laodicea.
这是历史的事实告诉我们他们这个城市的一个特色。
That's what history tells us. That's the feature and background of the city.
你有了这些了解，你来想一想我们刚刚读的这封信。
With this background in mind, think about what the Lord is saying in these letters.
他说，你们教会有一个特点。
The Lord said, there's something unique about you guys.
你们是也不冷也不热，像温水。
You are neither cold nor hot.
对不对？
You're lukewarm.
我巴不得你或冷或热。
I would rather you be cold or hot.
你既如温水，也不冷也不热，所以我就要把我从我的口中把你们吐出去。
So then, because you are lukewarm and neither cold nor hot, I will vomit you out of my mouth.
这一句话，所有老底家的人都听得懂。
Everyone in Laodicea understood exactly what he said.
温哥华有没有温泉呢？
Are there hot springs in Vancouver?
大概没有吧。
Maybe not.
你们要到 Banff 就有。
If you go to Banff, you'll see some.
对。所以这是主在这封信里面就说到这个教会在灵性上有这个问题。
So the Lord is saying, the spiritual condition has this issue.
用现代语言怎么表达？
How do you say it, in today's language?
撒旦对付基督徒有两招。
The enemy Satan has two moves against Christians.
一招就是我们前面如果你去看有一封信叫做四美拿。
The first move, it's what's recorded in
第二封信
the letter to Smyrna, the second letter.
对不对？第二封信写给四美拿的时候，这个教会的光景是说第九节，我知道你患难，你的贫穷，你（括号）你却是富足的，等等等等。
Chapter 2, verse 9. I know your works, tribulation and poverty.
那到第十节的时候
，verse 10.
你将要受的苦。你不用怕，魔鬼要把你们中间几个人下在监里，叫你们被试炼，你们要受患难十日，但是呢，你勿要致死，怎么样？忠心。
Do not fear any of those things which you are about to suffer. Indeed, the devil is about to throw some of you into prison, that you may be tested, and you'll have tribulation 10 days. Be faithful unto death.And I'll give you the crown of life.
所以撒旦对这个教会的手段是什么手段？
So what is the devil's move against this church?
烧脑袋。
Remove your head.
主对说你要至死忠心。
The Lord said, be faithful unto death.
那有的人要关在监牢里面一段时间的。
Some of you will be thrown in prison.
所以你从这封信的时候，你就知道撒旦对基督徒的第一招。
So from this letter, you realize that.The devil's first move.
这叫硬刀子。
Is to use a stiff sword.
这个硬刀子就是要你的命。
That is to take your life.
要不然就是把你丢到监牢里头去。
Or to throw you in prison.
他来恐吓我们。
He is here to threaten you.
他来伤害我们。
He is here to hurt you.
有的人是因着这个逼迫就软弱了。
And some of these Christians were weakened because of the threat.
就否认主了。
And they would deny the name of Jesus.
就放弃信仰了。
And they would forsake the faith.
但是有少数的基督徒，就
But for a few,
他们能够坚持主的命令。
They are able to keep the word.
他能够坚守他们所信的道。
They can
至死也不否认神的道。
They can keep the faith and be faithful unto death.
也不否认主的名。
And they would not deny the Lord's name.
这就是我们刚刚唱的诗歌是什么？得胜者，对吧？
Just like the hymn we've sung.
这是撒旦的第一招。
So that's the devil's first move.
厉害不厉害？
Isn't it very fearsome?
蛮厉害的啊。
Yes, it is.
但是撒旦有第二招。
But the devil also had a second move.
第二招就是现在我们读这封信。
It's in the last letter.
这封信的特点，刚刚我们说硬刀子，这封信是软刀子。
We mentioned the stiff sword, and now this is a soft sword.
这个软刀子让你死的时候都不知道怎么死的。
When that soft sword strikes, you would have no idea what hit you.
你看今天我们有个话叫做温水煮青蛙。
There's a saying, cooking a frog in lukewarm water.
对不对？我们中间有没有人煮青蛙煮过？
Has anyone cooked a frog before?
你千万不要把青蛙放在滚水里面煮。
You cannot cook a frog in hot boiling water.
为什么？
Why?
它马上就跳出来了。
Because it'll jump out right away.
对不对？所以你要煮青蛙的时候是先用什么冷水把它先泡在里头。
To cook a frog live, you need lukewarm water.
它里面很舒服在里面游。
So the frog is very comfortable in the lukewarm water.
你在下面点火慢慢烧。
And then you light a fire under
对不对
the lukewarm
water. 然后这个温度慢慢慢慢上来。
And then let the temperatures rise.
那你如果你是那只青蛙呢
And if you are that frog,
你会越来觉得哎呀越来越舒服。
You would feel even more comfortable when the temperature is rising.
当你开始觉得太烫了
，When you start to feel a little bit of heat,
你想要跳，那已经不会跳了。
And you want to jump out of the pot, it's too late.
这个是这个教会的问题。
That's the problem with this church.
对不对？主耶稣在这里说，我巴不得你或冷或热，但是你是一个温吞水，太舒服了。你们全部都怎么了？昏迷了。
Jesus said, I could wish you were cold nor or hot, but because you're lukewarm, you're too comfortable.
就昏迷了。
Then you have become unconscious.
对。大概六年前吧，还是六年还是七年前。
About 6 or 7 years ago.
我们的江守道老弟兄。
Our brother Stephen Kong.
在他每年在东岸在 Richmond 有一个 family conference.
There's this Richmond family conference on the East Shore.
他讲了一篇道。
He delivered a message.
在那篇道里面他特别讲到今天在他的眼中地上教会的光景。
He talked about the spiritual condition of the church today.
他用了一个词。
He uses one word.
我非常的震动。
It shocked me.
他怎么样用一个字来形容今天地上的光教会的光景呢
？How did he summarize the church's condition with this one word?
他的字是叫做 coma.
He used the word coma.
什么意思？要怎么翻呢？你要翻呢？
就是昏迷啊。
当又一个医生说你这个病人是在 coma， 他还不是昏迷而已，因为这个 coma 这个字形容的时候，就是你离死亡差一步。
The word coma medically means you're just one step away from death，
对不对？你今天还能够在医院里面躺在那里，一大堆的管子插在你身上。
If you lie on a hospital bed with all these wires and hosts connected, tubes connected to you,
你自己知不知道？
Do you know what's going on?
不知道。
You don't know what's going on.
但是你离死亡呢，只差一步了。
But you're just one step away from death.
对不对？你所有的机能都基本上是靠那些管子、氧气、什么药物把你维系在那里而已。但是你根本没有，这个东西一拔你就完了，不是沉了，是完了。
Or the organs in your body are sustained by all the wires and tubes, so you're just one step away from death.
对，这是那篇讲到江弟兄所用的字来形容今天在地上教会的实际属灵的光景。
So that's the word that Brother Stephen chose to describe the spiritual condition of the churches today.
我听到那个字，我是非常的震惊。
When I heard that word, I was truly shocked.
所以我就想到这封信。
So I thought about this letter.
还好的，这个教会还没有到 coma。
I don't think this church has reached a state of coma yet.
所以还来得及啊。
So there's still a chance.
耶稣还可以写信要把他们叫起来啊。
So Jesus sent a letter to them to wake them up.
所以主就开了三贴的药。
So the Lord offered 3 doses of medication.
注意啊。
Pay attention.
这样的一种光景，主耶稣开了三贴药给他。
So to address the church's condition, the Lord offered 3 doses of medication.
那么前面是讲不冷不热，这是 symptom 第一个征兆。
So the symptom is lukewarmness.
那么下面他就说什么造成你们这个可怜的光景
？So what caused these symptoms, these conditions?
那他就叙述第二个兆头，是这个征兆。
So he addressed the second sign.
十七节。
Verse 14.
你说就是这个教会自己的评价。
Verse 17, how the church evaluated itself.
你说我是富足，已经发了财，一样都不缺。
Because you say, I am rich, have become wealthy, and have need of nothing.
所以你就知道这个教会 到了年尾，我们有感恩聚会，叙说主今年的给我们的祝福。
So this church would have Thanksgiving meetings at the end of the year to count their many blessings.
当他们在一起开感恩聚会的时候，他们都会说感谢主。
When they have the Thanksgiving meeting, they would say, "Oh, thank the Lord."
主今年大大的祝福我们家。
The Lord really blessed our house.
不但我们身体有疾病医治了我们。
He not only healed our sicknesses.
而且我们十年二十年前是一穷二白，现在主大大的祝福我们。
And 10 to 20 years ago, we are poor as can be, and now we have money coming out of our ears.
他说。我们是怎么样？发了。
The church said I'm rich.
对不对？怎么发的？他说发到一个地步，一样都不缺，应有尽有，什么都有。
They are so wealthy, they have need of nothing.
所以他们说我们感谢赞美主。
So they say, oh, we thank the Lord.
对吗？所以这个就是这个教会自己自我评价的时候，他们在那里感谢主的话。
So the church in its self-evaluation, that's what they would say in the Thanksgiving meeting.
真的假的？
Is that true?
当然是真的。
Of course it is.
基督徒不可以说谎的。
Christians can't lie, right?
对不对？所以他们在那里老老实实的说，主啊，你实在是恩待我们，祝福我们，比起以前，我们今天，以前，什么都没有。
Oh Lord, you really blessed us because compared to what?We're in the past, we are so wealthy, we're just so thankful.
现在我们一样都不缺了。
Now we really don't need anything else.
出去有汽车。
We have cars to go travel.
而且是名牌 Mercedes-Benz.
And, it's a very nice car, it's a Benz.
对不对？衣服，我们不但有衣服，现在都是名牌啊。
We not only have clothing, it's got really big brand names on it.
对不对？所以这个实在是一个神的恩典给我们的祝福嘛。
And yes, it's a grace that God gives us.
那他发财的原因我刚刚已经说过了，这个地方是靠纺织业跟这个制药业而出名的嘛。
And the citizens of Laodicea make themselves wealthy by their textile and eye medication manufacturing business.
对。但是却做梦没有想到耶稣写信的时候是说，哎，你们知不知道你们其实是什么？困苦、可怜、贫穷、瞎眼、赤身，讲五个形容词。
Who would have thought that the Lord Jesus told them that you are wretched, miserable, poor, blind, and naked? He described them in 5 different ways.
假使你读这封信，
If you read that letter,
你一定觉得耶稣在故意 insult 你。
You would think that the Lord Jesus is pulling your legs.
对不对？他怎么会耶稣啊？我们在这边实在从心里面感谢你，可是你给我们的评语却是五个字哦。
We thank you from the bottom of our hearts, and you gave us these 5 descriptive words.
这五个字对任何基督徒来讲都是受不了的话。
These 5 words, any one of them is a slap to the face of any Christian.
但是主耶稣却是很诚实的告诉他们，你们真实的光景是在这样的五个形容词里面，困苦、可怜、贫穷、瞎眼，是一丝不挂。
But the Lord honestly revealed to them their true spiritual condition, being wretched, miserable, poor, blind, and naked.
请问，他们知不知道？
Let me ask you, were they aware of this?
啊？知不知道？
Were they aware of this? They have no clue.
穿都是名牌，怎么会主耶稣说你身上一丝不挂呢？赤身露体呢？
They wore brand name clothes. How would the Lord call them naked?
所以你就知道，他们所看的全都是在什么层面上，外表的、物质的。
So the Laodiceans only look on the outside, the appearance.
对不对？而主耶稣说话的时候根本就不看他们物质上是怎么样，他看的问题是在心灵的层次，灵性上的问题。
But the Lord wasn't looking at the outward things like the way they do. He was looking at their inward reality.
所以这就告诉我们。
So here it tells us.
教会可以堕落。
The church can fall.
堕落在哪一件事情上？
Where can it fall?
人的价值观跟世界世人的价值观是一致了。
That the perspective of man correlates with the perspective of the world.
今天世界的人那完全是唯物论的。
The people of the world only cares about materialism.
对不对？人今天在世界上怎么样衡量你是成功还是失败？
How do you measure your success in the world?
就是以你的财富来衡量的嘛。
By your net worth.
你如果财富是像我们现在美国的伟大的总统，要上任的总统是10亿万富翁 billionaire。
If your net worth is like the upcoming president in the U.S., it's a billionaire.
他在选举的时候，他是告诉大家 ，I'm very rich， 我非常有钱，很有钱，这就开始算他有多少钱呢
？When he was running for the presidency, he told everyone that, "Oh, I'm very, very rich. I have this amount of money."
对不对？他就以他的财富作为他的夸口的这个凭据啊。
So he boasts about his wealth.
这就是很说明到。今天的世界是以你的财富论英雄论成败的。
So your measure of success in the world is measured by how much you own.
好，这是世人的价值观。
So that's the world value system.
老底大的教会也居然掉到同样的价值观里面来衡量神给他们的什么祝福。
Ironically, the Church of Laodicea used the same value system to measure their own success before the Lord.
这是教会堕落的一个很重要的原因。
That is the chief reason how this church has fallen.
我们的衡量，什么叫做上帝的祝福？我们不再衡量属灵的部分，我们衡量的是属物质的部分。
We measure the blessings of the Lord by the things He gave us, and we completely ignore the spiritual side of things.
那举一个很简单的例子。
Let me raise a very simple example.
今天你的儿子、你的女儿要娶媳妇、要嫁人呢。
If your son or your daughter were to marry someone,
你就要问问对方怎么样啊？什么怎么样啊？就是都有钱啊。
You would ask, "Oh, what's the other half like?" You mean, "What do you mean?" Oh.I'm asking about is he or she wealthy?
对不对？我们要看看这个男的怎么样，他的家世怎么样，这个女的怎么样，他的家财怎么样。我们就在那边想的这些事情，都在那边想这些事情，跟世界人几乎是一样的。
We are thinking, oh, is he from a rich family or not? And we value, just like the people of the world do.
所以这就是这个时代的特点。
So that's a sign of the times.
好，主说，其实你们教会从耶稣的观点来看。你们其实是一穷二白。
But from Jesus' perspective, that church is poor and naked.
那么，为什么叫可怜呢？
Why did the Lord call them miserable?
可怜在哪里？
Where is it miserable?
可怜是你自己都不知道。
It's miserable because they don't even know their true status.
所以从耶稣来看的话。真是可怜到家了。
So from the Lord's perspective, they are truly miserable and wretched.
对。所以主就开了三个药方。
So the Lord offered 3 doses of medication.
第一。
Number one.
说你要买火炼的金子，叫你可以富足。
Buy for me gold refined in the fire.That you may be rich.
当然在这里主是不是讲那个黄金
And of course the Lord is not referring to the gold, the solid gold.
他指着比黄金更贵重的一个属灵的品格
He is referring to a characteristic that's more precious than gold.
是什么
What is it?
你看这个彼得前书
Let us turn to 1 Peter
彼得前书你如果读第一章第六第七两节
1 Peter chapter 1 verse 6 and 7
彼得前书第一章第六第七两节圣经
1 Peter chapter 1 verse
六跟七第一章第六第七节
Six and seven.
因此你们是大有喜乐，但如今在百般的试炼中暂时忧虑。第七节。
That the genuineness of your faith, being much more precious than gold that perishes, though it is tested by fire, may be found to praise, honor, and glory at the revelation of Jesus Christ.
所以这里主耶稣的那个买火炼的金子是代表什么？
So when the Lord counseled them to buy of him gold refined in the fire, what is it?
是指着那个在百般的试炼中被火试验的信心说的。
It's referring to the faith that is much more precious than gold that perishes.
所以从灵性的光景来看的时候，
From the spiritual perspective,
主所重视的是我们那个信心能不能够经过火的试验。
The Lord is concerned about whether our faith can withstand various trials.
像前面那个我刚刚读的第二封信斯美拿，
Just like the second letter to Smyrna.
从物质上来说，
From the physical sense,
主耶稣说我知道你的贫穷，
I know your poverty.
那个是的确很穷的一个物质上来讲的一个教会，
From the material perspective, yes,
但是他有个括号，有个括号，他括号说什么？其实你们是富足的。
But there's a bracket. It says, but you are rich.
所以这两个教会你做一个 对比。
So you can compare and contrast these two churches.
这边老底家是一个非常富足的教会，物质上来说。
From the physical perspective, Laodiceans are very rich.
另外这边斯美拿的教会，从物质上来说非常穷的教会。
And the Smyrna church, from the physical perspective, it's very poor.
但是当主耶稣来看评价他们的时候，
But when Jesus made his judgment,
你就会发现主给他们的评价是刚刚好怎么样，反过来。
You see how the Lord makes a very different judgment than the physical sense.
这一个穷的教会，主说你们非常富足。
The poor church, the Lord Jesus called them rich.
但是这一个富足的教会，主却说你是贫穷可怜。
But the wealthy church, the Lord called them miserable and wretched and poor.
所以你就可以从这个反差里面就问一个问题，为什么那个教会是被主耶稣称为富足呢？因为他们在百般的试验中得胜了。
Why did the Lord call that poor church rich? Because their faith withstood the various trials.
他们为主站住了，没有否认主的道，没有否认主的名。
They stood for the Lord and did not deny his name nor his commandments.
所以这是他们的黄金的信心。
So that's their faith more precious than gold.
懂了啊，这是第一个。
Do you understand? That's the first
one. 主就劝这个老底家的教会，你们要顶得住这个试验呢。
So the Lord counseled the Laodiceans to buy of him gold.
你想想看，这个时候的皇帝，我早上说了，怎么样整基督徒啊
？How did the Roman Emperor deal with the Christians?
啊，只要你能够证明你的邻居是信耶稣的
，If you can prove that your neighbor is a Christian,
你这个邻居就可以把他的财产怎么样抢过来喽
？Then all the property and wealth of your neighbor belongs to you.
如果这一群人都是穷光蛋。
If all these are poor people,
你怕不怕人家来抢你的东西呢？
Are you afraid that people would take your things?
当然不怕咯。
Of course not.
什么人怕？
Who would live in fear?
啊，有钱的吗？
The rich.
你有钱了，你才怕别人来抢你的了吗？
Only if you're rich, you would be afraid of someone taking your things.
所以在这个教会，大家就因为怕你自己的财产被人家抢走，你只好怎么样？
So the people in that church was afraid that people would take their property and things.
你只好怎么样？啊，装的我不信耶稣。
So you would pretend that you are not a believer.
对不对？你说我在心里信就好了，绝对不要让人家知道我是信耶稣的。
And you would tell people, "Oh, I believe inside. I won't show it outside."
我们不敢为耶稣做任何的见证。
I dare not to be a testimony for Jesus.
为什么？害怕。
Why?
很简单。
Because they're afraid.
对吧？这是人正常的反应。
That's a normal human response.
可是主对我们的挑战是说，你要为我做见证的。
But the Lord challenged him to be a living testimony.
做基督徒不可以偷偷摸摸的做的。
You can't be a Christian in secret.
你要把灯不是藏在斗底下，是要摆在灯台上的。
You cannot hide the light under a basket.
你要为耶稣做见证。
You have to be a testimony.
做的见证到一个地步。宁可失去自己的家产，我也要怎么样为耶稣做见证，这叫做富足。
You have to be a testimony to such an estate that you are willing to forsake all that you have. And that is what Jesus called rich.
这是第一道药。
So that's the first dose of medication.
第二道药。
The second dose.
你要买白衣穿上叫你赤身的羞耻不露出来。
Buy from me white garments that you may be clothed, that the shame of your nakedness may not be revealed.
那么在这个第二道药方是讲到一件白衣。
So the second dose of medication refers to white garments.
解释。
Let me explain.
十九章。
Chapter 19.
十九章我们要念的是第七第八两节。
Verse 7 and 8, chapter
19. 十九章第七第八两节。
Chapter 19, verse 7 and 8.
我念一节，你念下一节。我们要欢喜快乐，将荣耀归给他，因为羔羊婚娶的时候到了，心腹也自己预备好了。
And to her it was granted to be arrayed in fine linen, clean and bright, for the fine linen is the righteous acts of the saints.
好，在这里解释什么是那件白衣。
So here explains what's the white garment.
白衣是干什么用的
？What are the white garments for？
有一年我到这个大概是九四年的时候。
In 1994.
我去昆明传道。
I went to 昆明 to preach.
那里有一个年长的弟兄在那里一辈子在那里传道。
There was his elderly brother who preached there all his life.
他就跟我说。
He told me.
然后东平啊，我们库明最近出了一件大事。
Brother Jonathan, there's this event at Kunming recently.
我说什么事啊
？What happened?
我们这里有一群人呢。
There's these people here.
穿着白衣。
They wore white clothing.
昆明旁边有一个名胜区叫做，什么林？石林。
There is this tourist attraction near Kunming called 石林。
对，我就是石头的森林，就是那边的。
It's stone quarry, stone forest.
Whatever. 是很漂亮的一个风景区。
It's a very attractive tourist.
他说我们这里居然有上千的基督徒，就通通穿着白衣跑到石林去等耶稣来了。
There are thousands of Christians all dressed in white, and they were waiting for Jesus at the stone forest.
所以他们把昆明所有的白布都买光了。
So they monopolized all the white textiles in Kunming.
对，结果耶稣没来，所以这个衣服也白买了。
And then Jesus didn't come, of course, and they wasted all the white garments.
这叫做圣经一知半解啊。
So they did not fully understand what Scripture is referring to.
讲白衣，他真的去买白衣了。
When Scripture says white garments, they really went for the white garments.
这是物质的解释。
That's a physical interpretation.
耶稣不是在这里告诉你那。物质去买黄金去买这个白衣不是的是指的灵性上的一件白衣啊
Jesus is not referring to a physical gold or white garments. He's talking about spiritual things here.
每一个基督徒你要参加这个羔羊的婚宴看到没有这里讲到羔羊的婚宴
Here it encourages everyone to attend the wedding feast of the Lamb.
参加这个婚宴的是有福的
So those who attend the Feast of the Lamb are blessed.
我们的 David 弟兄他告诉我他下个月要结婚了。
Brother David told me that he's getting married next month.
对，你们谁参加他婚宴的也是有福了。
So blessed are you who attend that wedding next month.
但是呢，永远比不上你能够参加耶稣基督羔羊的婚宴。
But that's incomparable to attending the wedding feast of the Lamb.
请问各位弟兄姐妹去吗
？So are you going?
啊？去不去啊
？Are you going？
兴趣不大。
You guys don't seem very interested。
去不去啊
？Are you going or not？
这边有声音，这边没什么声音了。
There's more enthusiasm to this side。
去，
Yes, we're going.
因为圣经说，你如果能够被邀请去，你是有福的。
Blessed are those who are called to the marriage supper of the Lamb.
可是有条件。
But there is a prerequisite.
什么是条件？
What are the prerequisites?
心腹也自己预备好了，就蒙恩得穿光明洁白的细麻衣，对吧？所以你要准备一套衣服的。
The wife of the Lamb has made herself ready. To her it has been granted to be arrayed in fine linen, clean and bright. For the fine linen is the righteous acts of the saints.
So, 这一套衣服
This set of clothing
是要买的
Has to be purchased.
对不对？按照这封信，耶稣说，你们教会要买白衣穿上啊。
So according to the letter, this church has to purchase clean linen.
这三道药都是同样一个字，叫做买。
These three doses of medication, everything needs to be purchased.
对不对？第一个，你要买火炼的金子。
You have to buy gold refined in the fire.
现在我们讲，你要买白衣穿上。
Now you have to buy white garments.
你有钱的人都喜欢买东西咯。
The rich loves to buy.
而我们特别 enjoy 的是什么？
Shopping.
呸！对呀、啊。而且你喜欢买的是有什么？ Discount, 对不对？
And you like to buy things on discount.
那你觉得就很划得来了。你又出钱出的少，又买到很好的东西，你回来要马上打广告的。
Then you feel very high when you buy things in deep discount.
对不对？这是我们在这个时代，这个现在这个 Christmas season， 大家都去抢，去排队。为什么？就是有你能够买到好东西嘛。
You all line up during Christmas season because you want to buy nice things at deep discounts.
这是我们大家都知道的事情。
That's what we all know.
所以在这个老底家的这些基督徒，我相信他们因为很有钱，所以常常 shopping 的。
Because the Laodiceans are very rich, they always go shopping all the time.
但是他都买错了。
But they bought the wrong thing.
对不对？主耶稣对他们说：“你们都买错了。现在我要你们买的是这三件事。”
You bought the wrong things, Lord Jesus said. I want you to buy these other things.
而且
，and
我们有一句话说
，there's a saying，
好货不便宜，便宜没好货。
There's a saying that good things do not come cheap.Cheap things are no good.
对不对？真正的好货，你得出高价把它买来的。
For the good things, you have to pay through the nose for them.
所以你不要存着一个便宜的心去来同样的心态来对属灵的事情。
So you cannot grasp spiritual things with a cheap attitude.
那个贵重的金子是要经过火的试验的。
That gold has to go through and be refined by fire.
那是代价的问题。
It's being willing to pay a
price. 好，现在来看白衣。
Now let's see the white garment.
白衣是什么？
What are white garments?
他说，白衣是圣徒所行的义。
The fine linen is the righteous acts of the saints.
所以在这个地方讲到义。
It speaks of righteousness.
基督徒有两件衣服。
Christians have two garments, really.
浪子回家的时候，他得的第一件衣服是什么？
What did the prodigal son receive when he got home?
啊，有一件上好的袍子。
The best robe.
对不对？那是浪子回家的时候爸爸给他的。
That's what the father gave to the prodigal son when he returned home.
请问浪子花了多少钱买的？
How much did the prodigal son pay to get that robe?
免费。
It was free, wasn't it?
但是免费并不代表那个袍子是免费的。
Free doesn't mean that robe is cheap.
圣经还特别说是上好的袍是最好的。
Scripture says it was the best robe.
给了这个浪子。
It was given to the prodigal son.
免费的。
It was free.
谁出的钱？
Who paid for it?
老爸，爸爸出的钱。
Father.
对不对？那这就告诉基督徒，我们回家的时候，天父给我们一个上好的袍子。
So when Christians returned home, our heavenly Father gave us the best robe.
那个袍子叫做。耶稣基督是我们的义，叫义袍。
That robe of righteousness, Jesus Christ, our righteousness.
请问我们因信称义的时候花了多少钱？
When we're justified by faith, how much do we pay?
白白的称义。
We were justified freely.
这是我们信主的那一天。
The day when we believe in the Lord Jesus.
主给我们的。
That's what he gave us.
没花钱。
We didn't spend a dime.
是天父出的代价。
Our heavenly Father paid the price.
同意吗？
Isn't it so?
但是你还少一件。
But you're missing the other one.
你如果要参加羔羊的婚宴，你需要第二件白衣啊。
If you are to attend the marriage supper of the Lamb,
那他在这里他的讲究就是说是圣徒所行的义。
The righteous acts of the saints.
这里讲的什么意思叫做圣徒所行的义呢？
What does it mean by the righteous acts of the saints?
那你就知道一个基督徒在这条像诗篇二十三篇所说的为你的名引导我走义路，对吧？
He leadeth me in the path of righteousness for his name's sake. Psalm 23.
从我们信主那天开始
From the day we believe in the Lord Jesus,
主就把我们摆上一条路
The Lord paved the way for us.
那这条路叫做义路
That path is the path of righteousness.
我们在台湾台北有一条路叫信义路
In Taipei, there is this street called righteous.
所以但是那是地上的马路叫信义路只是一个名字而已我们基督徒的的确确有一条义路要走的、
That's only a road on earth but for Christians there is a heavenly way that's called the way of righteousness
对这个义路的起点是因信称义
That path began when we are justified by faith
这个路的终点叫做因行为称义
At the end of the path it's called the righteousness Acts of the saints.
圣经哪一本书讲因信称义
？Which book in Scripture talked about being justified by faith？
加拉太书、罗马书，对吧
？Romans, Galatians.
这是我们大家都应该很熟悉的。
We're all familiar with those.
但是圣经也有一本书讲因行为称义，有没有啊
？But Scripture also said being justified by acts.
那本书是雅各书。
The book of James.
所以，亲爱的弟兄姊妹。他这两本书一个是罗马书也好加拉太书也好讲因信称义他举的例子是亚伯拉罕
In the book of Galatians it mentioned Abraham as an example of being justified by faith
但是等到雅各书的时候他讲行为称义的时候他的例子还是举的亚伯拉罕
But in the book of James it mentions being justified by acts it likewise uses the example of Abraham
但是这是亚伯拉罕一生走这条义路的一个是他的起点一个是他的终点
One epistle mentions the beginning of Abraham's walk The other epistle mentions the end of Abraham's walk
他的起点是起在创世纪的十五章
He began in Genesis 15
亚伯拉罕说我信因为神跟他说你的后裔将要如此
Because God said like the stars of the heaven shall your descendants be
所以他说我信
And he said, I believe.
那创世纪十五章就是说神就称他为义
And in Genesis 15 Scripture says And it was reckoned to him as righteousness
这个时候他大概八十岁
That was when he was about 80 years old
啊，这是 估算
It's an approximate guess
这是他的开始
It was his beginning
可是等到雅各书讲他因信因行为称义的时候
WhenJames mentioned that Abraham was justified by acts.
那个时候他用的例子是指着他把他的独生的儿子以撒献上摆在祭坛上了。
He was referring to Abraham sacrificing his only son Isaac on the altar.
那是记载在创世纪的第二十二章吧。
That was recorded in Genesis chapter 22.
那个时候据估计他的儿子既然能够把柴火从山底扛到山顶那这个起码二十岁了才扛得动那么多的柴火。
Because Isaac carried the wood for the burning of the altar, so Isaac was about 20 years old at least.
才有那个 muscle.
Then he was physically strong enough to carry all that wood up the mountain.
对不对那这个时候他的父亲应该几岁了
So how old was Abraham when he was in Genesis 22?
他生以撒的时候几岁啊一百岁了嘛
He was 100 years old when
Isaac
was born.
那现在他儿子能够把他的柴火扛到山上二十岁他老人家应该是120岁了
So if Isaac was really 20 years old when he carried his own wood up the Mount of Moriah.
所以这条路他走了40年，对吧？从80岁走到120。
Abraham was about 120 years old when he sacrificed Isaac. So 40 years passed from when he was 80 years old to when he was 120.
他是从因信称义一直走到因行为称义。
You see how he began by being justified by faith, and he ended by being justified by works.
神称他为义，这句话是为着他写，也是为着我们写的吗？
When God said it was reckoned to him as righteousness, he wrote it for Abraham, and he wrote it for us.
所以雅各书是这样告诉我们，啊，这个义是因行为而得来的。
So James tells us that this righteousness is obtained by
act. 那现在这个白衣当这个启示录来解释他的时候，就解释成圣徒所行的义就是这一件光明洁白的什么细麻衣。
So the book of Revelation explains that righteousness as the fine linen is the righteous acts of the saints.
所以亲爱的弟兄姊妹，
So dear brothers and sisters,
我不知道你信主几年了。
I don't know how long have you believed in the Lord.
Okay, 我绝对相信你信主的那天主耶稣已经因信称义，你得救了。
I believe the day that you believe in the Lord Jesus, you are justified by faith and you are saved.
但是这个教会的基督徒
，That's the believer in this church.
他们过了四十年了。
They have gone through 40 years.
对不对？在这个教会有四十年历史了。
Because this church is 40 years old.
可是现在主耶稣对这个教会的评价是：你们是贫穷、瞎眼、赤身肉体、可怜了。
Now the Lord calls us wretched, miserable.Poor, naked, and blind.
那意思就是说，你们这四十年交的成绩单是几分呢？差不多零分了，不及格。
So the church's report card presented to the Lord Jesus has an average of not near to zero, close to zero.
所以这是一个很可怜的教会。
So that's a very poor church.
所以主说，
so、the Lord
你们要悔改。
Said, you have to repent.
要把你的行为拿出来。
You have to demonstrate your acts.
让你的行为来证明你的信心。
Let your acts prove your faith.
让你用行为来证明你真的是信主，愿意跟随他来侍奉他的人。
Let your acts prove to you that your faith is real and that you're willing to serve him and follow him.
这是每一个基督徒你要参加那个婚宴的时候，你要准备好的那一件光明洁白的细麻衣。
That's the fine linen that you have to prepare yourself to attend the marriage supper of the Lamb.
最后一道，最后一个药方。
The third and last dose.
你要买眼药，擦你的眼睛，叫你可以看见。
You have to buy eye salve and anoint your eyes that you may see.
这个地方是以眼药出名的。
Laodiceans are very famous for manufacturing eye medication.
那个眼药是医治人的肉眼。
That eye salve is for healing of the physical eyes.
对不对？但是耶稣就用这个东西来说到他们灵性上，你们更需要的是一个灵性上的眼药，叫你们的属灵的眼睛可以看见了。
But Jesus is saying that you need to buy the spiritual eye salve so the spiritual eyes of your heart can be enlightened.
对。今天早上我带大家读圣经的时候
When I read the Bible verses with you all this morning
我带你们读过有没有读过马太福音第十三章
We read the Gospel of Matthew chapter 13
有没有那一段圣经是主耶稣用比喻讲道给大家听的时候门徒问的一个问题你为什么讲天国的时候老是用比喻讲呢
Jesus was preaching in the form of parables and his Disciples asked him, how come you're sharing in parables?
主就说
The Lord said,
对你们我用不单单是用比喻讲我还解释
To you, the parables have been revealed to you.
对他们呢我就用比喻讲
But to the others, I speak to them in parables only.
然后耶稣就引用旧约的以赛亚书一段话
And the Lord quoted from the book of Isaiah.
他说叫他们听却听不明白看也看不见
That they may be ever hearing but never understanding
有没有我们刚刚我们早上读了那段圣经
That's the verses that we read this afternoon
Afternoon 好不管了我也是 头都昏了总而言之你就会发现在 所谓有宗教信仰的这一群人中间，不管旧约的这些听耶稣讲道的人，这当然在那个时代是新约了，但这一群法利赛人基本上都是属于旧约系统的人。
You see, the Pharisees belong in the Old Testament religious system.
所以这些有宗教信仰的人，他们认为他们是上帝的选民。
So these people who grew up in the religious system thought they were the chosen people of God.
当然我们的眼睛是明亮的。
Of course our eyes are open.
当然我们的耳朵是听得清清楚楚的。
Of course our ears are clear and we can hear.
但是他们其实在耶稣的眼中，他们是瞎眼的，他们是耳聋的。
But in the eyes of Jesus, they are blind and they could not hear.
好，那我们来看一个故事。
Now let us read another story.
请你打开约翰福音第九章。
The Gospel of John chapter 9.
这里讲到一个生来瞎眼的人。
It speaks of a man born blind.
第九章。
Chapter
9. 因为时间的缘故呢，我就点几节，然后其他的请大家读这一章就好了。
I'm just going to highlight several verses because of time, and please go home and finish the chapter yourself.
这的第一节是说，耶稣过去的时候看见一个生来是瞎眼的人。
Verse 1, now as Jesus passed by, he saw a man who was blind from birth.
那他的门徒就问了，哦，这个人瞎眼是为什么呢？
And then his disciples asked, Rabbi, who sinned, this man or his parents, that he was born blind?
他下面就引起一个神学的问题。
And he asked, and his disciples asked a theological question.
但是主说，这也不是他犯的罪，也不是他的父母犯的罪，是要在他的身上显出神的荣耀来，神的作为来。
Neither this man nor his parents sinned, but that the works of God should be revealed in him.
好，那么这个故事，我想我们大家都应该知道。
I'm quite sure that you're very familiar with the story.
主耶稣医治了这个生来瞎眼的。
And the Lord Jesus healed the man that was born blind.
而且医治的方法特别复杂。
And the method that he used to heal this man is very complicated.
耶稣有的时候医治人，他一句话就好了。
Sometimes when Jesus heals, he only used one word.
有的时候就摸他一把，他也好了。
Sometimes he put his hands on them and they're healed.
这位啊，可没那么简单。
But for this blind man, it's very special.
第一，耶稣要吐唾沫在地上。
First, the Lord said,on the ground.
对不对？然后在地上就跟那个泥啊和一和，哎呦！
And then mix the saliva with some clay.
对不对？然后把这一团就在他眼睛上抹上去。
And then with that mixture, he anoint the eyes of the man born blind with it.
想想，如果你是那个瞎子，你干不干
？If you were the man born blind, would you listen to what Jesus say?
幸亏他看不见，看见他绝对不干的。
Thank God that he couldn't see. If he saw, he wouldn't have done what Jesus said.
然后还完了没有？
Was that the end?
没完啊。
Nope.
你还得去希罗亚池子去洗，洗完回头才看见。
Go wash in the pool of Siloam. After you wash, you would come back seeing.
那我们没有圣经地理知识的人，我们就以为就旁边就是希罗亚池子，走两步就到了，对吧？
If you don't know your biblical geography, you would think that the pool of Siloam is right close to where they are.
是是是，你有一点那个圣经的地理的知识的话，你就知道不是那么简单呢。
But if you know your biblical geography, you know that it's not a small feat.
圣殿是在山上。
The temple is on an elevated mountain.
对，希罗亚池子是在山底下。
Siloam is at the bottom of the mountain.
这个落差是600米。
It's about 600 miles.
对，要从山上要走到山下去。
From the top of the mountain to the bottom, it's about 600 meters.
对，你是个瞎眼的。
And you are blind.
现在你要耶稣对你要发一个命令。
And Jesus gave you a command.
从这个山上走到山下去。
Go from the top of the mountain all the way down.
洗完回头才看见。
Wash and you would come back seeing.
你说是不是充满挑战？
Isn't that a challenge?
他怎么走路的？
How did the blind man walk?
他平常瞎子我们看见都是拿一个杆子，对不对？这样子一路一路这样子，感觉上了，凭着感觉上来的嘛。
You know the blind always walk with a stick in front of them to feel the path out for them.
现在要凭着感觉下去。
Now you have to feel your way down.
但是我想，如果设身想一想，你自己一辈子都瞎眼，你现在有人要医你，让你看得见，你心里面是什么感觉？
But put yourself in his shoes. You have been blind all your life, and now someone offers to heal you. What would you think?
啊，迫不及待。
Are you excited?
对，希望马上就医好嘛。
You would go for it because you want to be healed ASAP.
所以当耶稣给他这个命令，说你到山下去洗完以后看，我相信他是跑下去的。
So when Jesus said, "Go and wash in the pool of Siloam," I would have thought that the blind man would run down the mountain.
你说他不可能跑，那就连滚带爬下去的。
You would think, oh, you know, the blind man can't run, so he would just,
连滚带爬 rolling down.
Roll down the mountain.
对，他反正就是说要赶快把他洗，然后看见嘛。
Because he really wants to give it a shot and see if he can see.
好了，这个果然就是如耶稣所说，他的眼睛就怎么样？看见了。
And just like what Jesus said, his eyes were opened.
故事不停在这里。
But the story is not over.
因为这个人看见了。
Because he saw.
这个消息马上传开了。
And the news spread like fire.
那这个做这些宗教领袖们就听见了。
And the religious leaders heard.
他们就开始不是为着这个年轻人瞎眼得看见而欢喜快乐。
They were not happy about the young man seeing.
他们就去抓这个把柄。
They were trying to catch Jesus.
为什么这一天是安息日？
Because Jesus did such a thing on a Sabbath.
啊，这个年轻人怎么可以跑那么远？这是违背安息日的事情。
How can the blind man run on the Sabbath?
然后为什么你耶稣会在安息日治病？这也是违背安息日的原则的。
And why on earth would Jesus heal on a Sabbath? It's against the principle of a Sabbath.
所以他们不看这个神的作为，他们只看。这个宗教的传统。
So the Pharisees did not pay attention to the miracle, but to the rules of the Sabbath.
所以他们就要来查这个案子。
So they are here to investigate.
哦，第一个问他的爸爸妈妈。
First they summon his parents and ask.
这是你的儿子吗
？Is this your son?
是，瞎生来就瞎眼吗？是。
Is he born blind? Yes.
他为什么看见了
？How come he can see now?
父母亲很聪明。
And his parents were smart.
他们知道，如果我们说是耶稣把他医好的
，If they say Jesus healed our son，
开除党籍
，Then they would be kicked out of the synagogue.
那当然，那个时候没有党，那个时候是，这个犹太教的会籍。
They would lose their position in the synagogue.
对吧？那这个开除会籍在犹太人来讲很严重，因为他们一生的所谓养老的问题就完蛋了。
Because the synagogue takes care of their pension fund, they have to care for their retirement.
对啊，所以他们为着他们的以后的日子，不会受影响，他们就把嘴巴怎么样，闭起来了。
So to take care of their future, they held their tongue.
Yeah, 然后就说，哎，我儿子已经大了，你自己去问他。
And they said, "Oh, our son is of age. You go ask him."
所以他们就去问这个年轻人了。
So they asked that young man.
啊，这个年轻人就如他所知道的就讲哦。
And the young man spoke what he saw.
他们说这个人是不是罪人？我不知道，但是他能够叫一个瞎眼得医治，他最起码是神的先知喽。
Whether he's a sinner or not, I do not know. But I know that God does not listen to sinners, but those who does His will.
所以他就承认耶稣医治了他。
So he confessed that Jesus healed him.
那他就被开除，不准在我们犹太教这个圈里混。
And he was kicked out of the synagogue, and he had nothing to do with the
religion. 好，你知道这个故事的最后是怎么出来的
？And you know the end.
请你看35节。
First 35.
我跟翻译的姐妹念完。
And we would read alternatively.
这是整个故事的高峰。
And that's the climax of the story.
耶稣听说他们把他赶出去了，后来遇见他就说：“你信神的儿子吗？”
He answered and said, "Who is he, Lord, that I may believe in him?"
耶稣说：“你已经看见了他，现在和你说话的就是他。”
Then he said, "Lord, I believe," and he worshipped him.
耶稣说：“我为审判到这世上来，叫不能看见的可以看见，能看见的反瞎了眼。”
Then some of the Pharisees who were with him heard these words and said to him, "Are we blind also?"
耶稣对他们说：“你们若瞎了眼，就没有罪了。但如今你们说我们能看见，所以你们的罪还在。”这个故事这样结束了。
That's how the story ends.
那我要问
Let me ask,
这整张圣经
This whole chapter,
几个瞎子
How many blind men were there? How many?
这整张圣经几个瞎子
How many blind men are in this story?
几个是明眼人
How many can see?
好想清楚、哦、
Think about it very carefully.
那耶稣在这里说我来干嘛的
Jesus told them what he is here to do.
他说39节耶稣说我为审判到这世上来
For judgment I have come into this world.
他做的是一个审判的工作
So Jesus is here to do a work of judgment.
这个审判是怎么审的呢
How did he judge?
就看得见的看不见，看不见的看得见。
He caused those who do not see may see, and that those who see may become blind.
这是耶稣的审判。
That is his judgment.
奇怪不奇怪
？Isn't it bizarre？
意思就是说
，What does it mean？
你如果说你是看得见
，So if you say I can see，
你就瞎了。
Then I am blind。
如果你承认你是瞎子
，But if you confess that I am blind，
你就看见了，对吧
？You can see。
大不大
Capiche?
注意啊耶稣在这里这句话很厉害的 我是为审判来到这个世界
So you see what Jesus is saying For judgment I have come into this world
那我怎么审判呢
How do I judge?
叫看得见的人看不见叫看不见的人看得见 你说说看
That those who do not see may see And that those who may see may become blind
好那我要问第一我问的是这里有多少个瞎子
My first question to you is how many men are blind in the story?
有几个看得见
How many can truly see?
好这里全是瞎子除了一个人之外
Everyone in the story is blind except for one.
同意吗
Don't you agree?
同意好第二个问题
Second question
请问阁下是瞎子还是看得见小心回答
So for you individually Are you blind or are you seeing?
啊所以今天晚上你老婆回家骂你这个瞎子你不要发脾气啊
So if your wife yells at you And said you're a blind man So you cannot say anything back to her
对吗
Isn't it so?
现在大家都很谦卑了说瞎子
Now we're all very humble. We call ourselves blind.
是我们现在读起来像个笑话一样。
It's a joke to us.
但是实际上是很严重的事情。
But in reality, it's a very serious matter.
非常可怕。
It's very frightening.
因为你会发现，在神来看我们的时候
，Because when God examines us,
我们在神的眼中全都是什么
？In God's eyes, we are all blind.
但是可怜在哪里呢
？But where is the miserable part？
知道不知道
？Do you know that you are blind？ Not a clue。
这就是可怜的地方。
That is why we're miserable。
我们都以为我们看见了。
We thought that we are not blind。
但是实际你其实什么也没看见。
But truly you haven't seen a thing。
对吧？好，现在讲了那么多，我要讲的点不在这里。我要讲的点，什么是眼药？
My point is on the eye stuff. What is it?
从第九章来看，什么是眼药
？From John chapter 9, what is the eye stuff?
要答这个问题，我们先看耶稣怎么叫一个生来瞎眼的可以看得见。
How did the Lord open the eyes of the man born blind?
对不对
？Isn't it so?
好。第一贴药
The first dose of medication
先想啊
Jesus spat on the ground
地上的泥和一和
And then mixed it with clay on the ground
涂上去
And then anoint his eyes with it
去洗
Go wash
就看见了
And you will see
请问眼药是什么
So what's the eye salve?
从耶稣的口中出来的
from the mouth of Jesus
是他的话
proceeds his word
对不对从耶稣的口中出来的是他的话
the word of the Lord proceeds from his mouth
泥是谁
clay who is clay
我们都是泥娃娃泥做的对吧
we are all made from clay or dust
所以他先把他的话跟我们这个人调在一起
so he mixed his word with us
完了没有
Is that the end?
没有完。
Nope.
你还得去西亚罗子池子里去洗。
You have to wash in the pool of Siloam.
西罗亚池就翻译出来就是奉差遣，是吧？是不是
？The word Siloam means sent.
Sent. 然后
sent.
水。
Water.
在整个的约翰福音讲到水的时候，都是讲到圣灵。
The Gospel of John.Wherever the word water is mentioned, it refers to the Holy Spirit.
在第七章你就知道了。
You know from chapter 7.
所以这里就告诉我们这一道药眼药就是神的话跟你这个人调在一起然后圣灵把它解开。
So ISAP is the word of God being mixed with you and the Holy Spirit opening his words within you.
对吧这样他就看见了。
Then you will see.
什么叫做买眼药
？So what does it mean to buy ISAP？
刚刚我解的是眼药，现在我要解的是买眼药。
I just explained the meaning of ISAP. Now I have to explain what does it mean to buy ISAP？
什么是买眼药
？So how do you buy ISAP？
这个生来瞎眼的买了没有
？Did the man born blind bought it？
买了，他怎么买的
？He bought it.
滚下山买的吗
？He rode down the mountain and bought his
eyesight. 对不对？他顺服了耶稣的话，他出了代价，跑到山下去。虽然可能是比起哪种圣经没有告诉我们，起码他是付了代价，从山顶跑到山底啊。
So the blind man obeyed the word of the Lord and paid the price and rode down the mountain and bought his eyesight.
这整个的动作，用人的理性来分析的话，合理还是不合理？
So if you were to interpret it from the human perspective, was it a rational decision that he made?
从这个事情的本身来看，耶稣所做的这些动作与讲的话，从人性来讲都是不合理的事。
From the perspective of man, what Jesus said and did is not rational at all.
如果你是这个瞎子，你看耶稣要做这些动作在他的身上，你一定会说耶稣啊，饶了我，用简单一点，你就。讲一句说瞎子啊看见吧你也可以的。
If you are the blind man and you know what Jesus is doing, you are to ask him, Lord, just make this easier, just speak a word and heal my eyes.
对不对？然后做的要更连续我一点，就伸手医他也可以啊。
Or you can just stretch out your hand and touch my eyes and heal it.
但是耶稣没有用这些简单的方法，反而用一个非常复杂的方法。
But the Lord didn't use the simple ways. He chose a very complicated method.
他要考验什么
？He is testing something.
啊？顺服
His obedience.
对不对？这里要考验的就是耶稣所讲的话，从人性来讲，说都是不合理的事。可是现在耶稣不是跟你讲道理，是跟你讲什么？顺服。
But Jesus is testing obedience, so he asked him to choose to something that's very irrational from the perspective of men.
那一天，亚当夏娃在伊甸园为什么吃了那个禁果？
Why did Adam and Eve ate of the forbidden fruit in the Garden of Eden?
简单的讲，那两个家伙都在想一个问题，同样一个问题。
The two people were thinking about the same thing.
什么问题？
What is that thing?
Why? 为什么？
Why?
对不对？什么都可以吃，为什么就是这个不可以吃？多么不合理啊！
Why can I eat of every tree in the garden except that tree?
对不对？所以他们的结论是什么？吃给你看。
So the conclusion is, I will eat of that forbidden tree.
这就是整个的故事，就是这么简单。神说不可以，我就做，就是做那个不可以的事，才有饭。
God said you can eat of any tree except that one, and they decide to cross the line and eat of that tree.
所以人的根本的问题就是不顺服。
So the basic problem of man is disobedience.
我们每一个问题都要，神跟你讲一个上有一个政策，你下面马上问为什么。
When God asks you to do something, you immediately ask why.
然后你才要在那里讲了半天，最后做的就是神不要的那件事，所以我们就是不顺服就对了。
And then after arguing with God for half a day, you still disobey.
这就是我们瞎眼的原因。
That's the reason why we're blind.
那现在主耶稣来告诉我们，我们是瞎眼的，现在要你买眼药，那你就是从顺服学起。
So now you have become blind. To buy the eye salve, you have to begin with the step one, which is obedience.
Amen.
Amen.
对，你不顺服神的话，你觉得神的话没有道理，你不听，那你根本没有资格再走下一步了。
If you think that God's word to you is irrational, it does not make any sense to you, you refuse to go on, then you are not even at the first step.
常常有的时候我们跟年轻人说，信与不信不可以同负一轭。
I always tell the young people, do not be yoked with unbelievers.
那下面你就可以想到下面一句话是什么。
So you know what they will say.
Why?
Why?
对不对？啊，这么可爱的白雪公主，这么好的白马王子，我怎么会不可以嫁给他？
Oh, that's a pretty girl, or that's a handsome man. Why can't I marry them?
对不对？所以我们都要问同样的问题，为什么不可以吗？
We always ask why not.
神常常不跟我们讲道理的。
God never argues with us.
对不对？你要么就听，要么就不听，就是这么这样子。
Either you obey him or you disobey him. That is it.
所以我们每一次一跑到道理的里面，我们就没有路走了。
So when you try to rationalize what God said, you're at the end.
第一步。
That's the first step.
但是故事不停在这里。
But the story doesn't end there.
这个代价还是算容易的。
That is an easy price to pay.
对不对？这个买，这是容易的部分。
That's the easy part.
厉害的是第二次。
What cost you is step two.
到第二次的时候，你看到他的爸爸妈妈都完蛋了。
You see, the parents of the blind man are in trouble.
照理说，应该为耶稣做见证的还有谁啊？
You know those who should testify for the Lord Jesus. Who should they ought to have been?
除了瞎子该为耶稣做见证，他的爸爸妈妈也起来应该为耶稣做见证的。
Besides the blind man, of course his parents should be the first to stand up and testify for the Lord Jesus.
因为对父母来讲，最大的遗憾是什么？他们这一辈子。
Because the regrets of the parents, their biggest regret.
就是我这个儿子生出来是瞎眼。
Is to have a son born blind.
这对我们每一个人都可以想得出来。如果你生的孩子是个瞎眼，那是你这一生最大的遗憾。
If you have a son born blind.It would be your regret.
如果有一天我这个瞎眼的儿子居然有人把他医好了，我应该爸爸妈妈是第一个高兴，第二个为这个医治好的耶稣做见证，这是当然如此的事。
And now someone come out and heal your son. Shouldn't the parents be the first to rejoice in the Lord and to give glory to God and to testify for Jesus?
但是故事说他没有，他们两个人都没有。
But the story said the parents didn't know such thing.
为什么？
Why?
因为圣经说了。怕被撵出去嘛。
Because they're afraid to be kicked out of the synagogue.
好了，这个儿子为耶稣做见证了。
So the son testified for the Lord Jesus.
所以儿子就被撵出去了。
So the son was kicked out of the synagogue.
哎，耶稣听到了他被撵出去，耶稣就来找他喽。
And when Jesus heard that he has been kicked out, he looked for him.
就说你信神的儿子吗？
Do you believe in the Son of God?
他说谁是神的儿子？
Who is he that I may believe in him?
耶稣说跟你说话的就是他。
The one who speaks to you.
他马上说什么？
And what did he do right away?
啊，我信。
I believe.
所以，亲爱的弟兄姊妹。
So brothers and sisters.
在这个经历里头。
In this experience.
什么是眼药？
What is eye salve?
什么是买眼药？
What is to buy eye salve?
啊，眼药就是当耶稣跟他说。你跟你说话的就是他。
Isa is he, Lord, who is speaking with you.
就是这个耶稣基督，就是那个眼药，现在跟你启示给你了。
Jesus Christ is the Isa, and now he has been revealed to
you. 他本来不认识耶稣是谁的。
He did not know who Jesus was.
现在耶稣告诉他，我就是那神的儿子。
And now Jesus introduced himself as the Son of God.
他说我信。
He said, I believe.
所以这个时候他什么眼睛打开了？
So which of his eyes were open?
心里的眼睛打开了，对不对？
Eye of his heart.
什么是他的眼买的眼药的买呢？
So how did he buy it?
啊？赶出去就是他的代价了吗？
He paid the price when he was kicked out of the synagogue.
对不对？ 谁不敢买谁买了呢
Who bought and who did not buy?
哈爸爸妈妈不敢买啊
His parents dare not buy.
这个代价怎么样太大了
Because the price was too much for them.
这个要 cost 我们养老的问题啊
It would cost our pension fund.
对不对如果我们相信为了耶稣做这个见证的话我们两老就完蛋了下辈子不要活了
If we testify for the Lord Jesus, how can we retire? Our lives would be over.
听懂了没有
Do you understand?
所以叫做明哲保身啊
So, if you're smart, you'll save your butt.
You're right. 明哲保身我们大家都是救自己先呢、啊。
We always look after ourselves first.
对吧当你要救自己你就不能救别人了。
If you save yourself, you cannot save others.
耶稣说过一很有名的话你要救自己的生命你就要失去你自己的生命对吧
He who loves his life would lose it.
但是如果为我的名失去你的性命你要得着你的生命。
If you lose your life for my sake, then you would gain it.
这就是出的买这个字的意思。
That is how you buy.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹今天在一个丰富的大物质极丰富的时代
In this world of great prosperity and materialism,
我们什么都愿意买。
We are willing to buy anything.
但是就是不要买什么。眼药。
But we are reluctant to buy eyes off.
不要买。白衣
We are reluctant to buy white garments.
不要买火炼的金子
We are reluctant to buy gold refined by fire.
对不对其他的我们什么都买
Anything else we happily buy.
这就是末世的教会的特点
That is the characteristic of the church in the last times.
真该买的我们没有买不用我们去花那么多代价去买的我们全都买到家里来了
We bought things that we don't need, and we never bought things that we need.
今天我们的 garage, 我们的 garage 都是装的宝贝啊，其实都是 junk.
Our garages are filled with junk.
这就是可怜的地方。
That is why we are miserable.
好，这三个药方是主耶稣对末世教会的讲的重话。
So these are the three doses of medication that Jesus offered to the church of Laodicea.
那你往下走。
So let us move on.
凡我所疼爱的，我就责备、管教他，所以你要发热心，也要悔改。
As many as I love, I rebuke and chasten. Therefore, be zealous and repent.
所以主就为着他爱他的教会，他要管教他的教会。
The Lord loves His church, therefore He rebuked and chastened it.
那么在这个管教的里头，你就会注意看哈，到了二十节。
In verse 20, you'll see the chastisement.
他说：“看哪、啊，我站在门外叩门，若有听见我声音的，就开门的，我要进到他那里去，我与他，他与我一同坐席。”
Behold, I stand at the door and knock. If anyone hears my voice and opens the door, I will come into him and dine with him, and he with me.
所以你在这里看到有另外一个新的问题出现了。
So now you see another problem.
谁在敲门呢
？Who is knocking?
耶稣说，我在敲门。
Jesus said, I am knocking.
他在哪里敲门
？Where is he knocking?、
门外。
He is outside the door.
我们基督徒啊很有意思的。
Christians are very interesting.
你看我们每次聚会。主席在台上都会说什么
What would the leaders say?
我们现在奉主耶稣的名开始聚会有没有
We begin the meeting in the name of the Lord Jesus.
那为什么你要讲这句话
Why do you say such things?
因为圣经里面有个应许
Because there is this promise in scripture.
只要地上有两三个人奉我的名聚集
If two or three gathered in my name.
应许是什么
What is the promise?
我就在他们中间。
There I am in the midst of them.
对吧所以每一次我们聚会我们一定要说我们下面奉主的耶稣的名聚会了。
So whenever we start a meeting, we say, oh, we begin the meeting in the name of the Lord.
阿们。
阿们。
这个教会耶稣在他们这中间了。
For this church, was the Lord in their midst?
在不在他知道吗
Do they know? Not a clue.
都以为耶稣在哪里
all,
在我们中间
They all thought that Jesus was in their midst.
耶稣说我在门外。
But the Lord Jesus said, I am outside the door.
所以你看到这是一个新的问题。
So there is a new problem.
这个时候主说，凡是听见我敲门开门的人，我就进到他那里，他与我，我与他，怎么样？一同坐席。
If anyone hears my voice and opens the door, I will come into him and dine with him, and he with me.
这是我与他，他与我，几个人呢？两个人。
I will come into him and dine with him, and he with me. A party of two.
这个教会几个人呢？
How many people are in this church?
圣经没有讲。我们相信一定很多。
Say, we guess that
可能是 mega church。
Maybe it's a mega church even.
上千的人在这里，上万的人在这里，因为为什么他们都被神祝福的？啊
？Thousands and thousands of people in that church, all blessed by God.
都发了吗
？They're all filthy rich.
对不对？都发了，所以来这个教会各个发，哪个不来傻瓜
？So if you step into this church, you'll become filthy rich. If you don't come in, you're stupid.
对不对？所以这个教会一定是很多人的。
So this church must be packed.
但是
，But
主在这句话里告诉我们一个现象，就是我不在他们中间。
But the Lord told them, I am not in your midst.
好了，咋办呢
？So what to do?
对不对？他就应许，他说。得胜的我要赐他在我的宝座上与我同坐，就如我得胜一样在我父的宝座上与他同坐一般。这是对着个体的一个呼吁。
To him who overcomes, I will grant to sit with me on my throne, as I also overcame and sat with my father on his throne. This is a calling to individuals.
对，在整体的败落的里面，他盼望他能够找到一个人可以听见的。
In the midst of corporate failure, God is calling to someone who can hear him.
今天你不要盼望我们整个的教会都在神的面前都会悔改，不一定。
Don't wish that the whole church would repent before the Lord.
但是总有一些个人他们听见了。
But there are individuals who would hear.
就会悔改。
And they would repent.
就会在神的面前出代价，好好的买这三样东西。
And they would pay the price to obtain those three things.
可是问题在这里。
But there is a problem.
怎么样？听不见。
Is that some cannot hear?
听不见。
They cannot hear.
听见没有？听见没有
？Did you hear?
这七封信都结束在同样一句话上。
The seven letters end with the same sentence.
圣灵向众教会所说的话，凡有耳的就应当听，都结束在这一句话上。
He who has an ear, let him hear what the Spirit says to the churches. Each letter ends likewise.
所以这句话是在这两七封信里面讲的最多的一次，对吧
？So this sentence is repeated again and again in this chapter.
讲了几次
？How many times?
七次。
Seven times.
那意思就是说，当圣经在那里。一句话反复讲，反复讲。耶稣常常有的时候，我阿门阿门的对你讲，有没有？我实实在在的对你讲，就表示耶稣要讲的这句话最重要了，是吧？他重复两次。
When Jesus repeats himself, when he said, "Truly, truly, I say to you," you have to pay attention because what he says is very important.
所以他才重复。
That's why he's repeating himself.
好，现在到了启示录了。
And now in the book of Revelation.
居然有一句话重复七次。
There's this one sentence that he repeated seven times.
请问是不是这句话最重要？
Isn't this a very important sentence?
同意吗？
Wouldn't you agree?
这句话很奇怪的哦。
It's a very bizarre sentence.
现在是四点了哈，等一下六点钟要吃饭呢。
Now it's almost four. We'll eat at six.
那我们晚上不在这里吃饭，对不对？你们回家吃饭。
We'll go home and have our dinner.
如果等一下我们是在这里吃饭，像中午我们在这里吃饭的。
If we were to have dinner here,
报告的弟兄在台上报告。
If the announcer gave an announcement,
他说，等一下，凡有嘴巴的，我们一起来吃饭。
If he said, He who has a mouth, let us dine together.
那大家就笑了。
And then you would laugh.
请问你笑什么？
What are you laughing about?
哈，就是这个报告的弟兄有点毛病。
The announcer, you would think,
什么毛病？
has a problem up here.
啊，他叫做画蛇添足，吃饭就吃饭，何必多加一句？
Well, it's just dinner. Why don't you say let's eat?
而他偏偏说，凡有嘴巴的来吃饭。
He who has a mouth, let him have dinner.
对吧？这个所以你们才笑。
That's why it's funny.
那请问这句话，圣灵向众教会所说的话，凡有耳的都应当听，有没有同样的问题啊？
He who has an ear, let him hear what the Spirit says to the churches. Isn't it likewise?
我们读了太多，所以我们就是脑筋想都不想，就说啊，没什么问题，自然呢。
You've read it so many times, you're not sensitive to what it's saying.
但你拍拍脑袋想一想，这句话实在是奇怪的话。
But if you slap your head and really think about it,
应该怎么讲？
What should it ought to have said?
圣灵向众教会所说的话，下面呢？大家都应该听。
You would say, everyone who has an ear, let us all hear what the Spirit says to the churches.
你根本就不要讲凡有耳的，对不对？
But it says, he who has an ear.
同意吗？
Isn't it so?
我看你们已经开始 unconscious 了。
Some of you guys are in a coma.
还没有 coma 了。
Oh, okay.
还张着眼睛，还没有 coma。coma 了，眼睛都打不开了。他这个字不是随便讲的。
So do not take this word lightly.
可惜中文的圣经没翻出来。
The Chinese Bible renders it a different flavor.
你注意英文的圣经这一句话它是怎么讲的？注意我们姐妹翻译啊，你念。
He who has an ear, let him hear what the Spirit says to the churches.
如果照我们中文把这句翻的时候，翻对了，翻错了。
So how do you feel about the Chinese translation?
圣灵向众教会所说的话，凡有耳的就应当听，这是中文的翻译。
He who has an ear,
但是英文圣经有一个东西翻出来是我们中文没有翻出来的。
There's a slight difference between the Chinese and the English translation.
大家把手举起来。
Raise your hand like this.
摸摸你的耳朵。
Touch your ears.
几只啊？
How many ears do you have?
啊，几只啊？
How many ears are you touching?
三只的有没有？没有吧，都是两只吧。
You have two, right?
照英文的文法，
According to English grammar,
一个名词单数是 ear， 两只呢？ ears。
It's one ear and then two ears, right?
所以应该怎么翻？应该怎么说？啊，圣灵向众教会说的话，凡有两个耳朵的都应当听，对不对？
So he who has two ears, let him hear what the Spirit says to the churches, right?
因为每一个人都有两个耳朵。
Because everyone has two ears.
就是这句话，耳朵是单数的。
But it says an ear, it's singular.
所以他才特别要强调七次。
So that's why it's repeated seven times.
准确的翻译应该怎么翻？
How do you translate it appropriately?
圣灵向众教会所说的话，凡有一只耳朵的听。
He who has only one ear, even, let him hear what the Spirit says to the churches.
这样，所以他要重复一直讲，一直讲，一直讲。
That's why.
因为他讲话的对象是有特定的对象说的。
Because the audience is unique, that's why it's repeated seven times.
听懂了没有？
Do you understand?
他为什么一定要这样讲这个耳朵的问题呢？他的讲究就是，这里不是找留两个耳朵的人讲话。因为那个讲了也白讲啊。
He is not speaking to people with two ears because that is a waste of time.
对不对？因为马太福音讲得很清楚啊。
Because Matthew renders it very
clearly. 他们听也听不见的。
They would be ever hearing but never listening.
对不对？看也看不明白了。
They would be ever seeing and not perceiving.
所以从古到今神都在那里，神自己讲，神的先知讲，讲了又讲，讲了又讲，神迹一个有神迹，又二个神迹，可是 通通都是什么？空骂了，什么都不知道了。
You see how God repeats himself again and again through the prophets after prophets after miracles after miracles, but it has fallen on deaf ears and we're all in a coma.
这是神的 frustration, 他非常的 frustrate, 怎么知道中文是什么？
烦躁。
不是烦躁。
气馁。
神不会气馁。Frustrate, 就是被好像神要做的事情做不出去啊，神要讲的话讲了也白讲啊。
God is very frustrated because he spoke and no one heard. He did things and no one took heed.
所以在这里他要讲七次。
So that's why he repeated the same sentence seven times.
因为他知道大部分人是听不见的。
Because he knows that most would not hear.
而且大部分人是看不见的。
And most would not see.
那现在他说我在门外叩门了哦。
And now he said, I'm knocking outside the door.
我希望里面有人可以听得见。谁听得见？一只耳朵的人听得见。
I hope that someone would hear. And who would hear? Only someone who has one ear.
那这个怎么解释呢？
How does that,
那你就要去看旧约的一段记载。
What does it mean? Let us look into the Old Testament.
在旧约的出埃及记有这么一段话，当神颁布律法的时候，二十一章。
In Exodus chapter 21, when God, gave us the Ten Commandments.
之后，他就有下面有一段话。
He mentioned this after the Ten Commandments.
他说啊，你第二，你，我是挑几节念就好了，你们自己慢慢去品尝哈。二十一章这个前面，从第一节一直到第六节，这前六节圣经。
Verse 1 to 6.
他说如果你买希伯来人做奴隶，他服侍你六年。
If you buy a Hebrew servant, he shall serve 6 years.
第七年就是安息年，你要让他走自由。
In the seventh year, he shall go free and pay nothing.
他如果孤身来，你让他孤身的走。
If he comes in by himself, he shall go out by himself.
他如果有妻，那妻子也跟他一起走。
If he comes in married, then his wife shall go out with him.
那如果妻子给他生了儿子或女儿，妻子和儿子要归主人，但是他要独自一个人走。
If his master has given him a wife, and she has borne him sons or daughters, the wife and her children shall be her master's, and he shall go out by himself.
这是律法规定的。
That is the law.
但是有例外。
But there is an exception.
第五节是例外。
Verse 5.
倘或奴仆明说，我爱我的主人和我的妻子儿女，不愿意自由出去，他的主人就要带他到审判官那里，然后呢又要带他到门前，靠着门框用锥子穿他的耳朵，耳朵就永远穿他的耳朵，他就永远服侍主人。
But if the servant plainly says, I love my master, my wife, and my children, I will not go out free, then his master shall bring him to the judges. He shall also bring him to the door or to the doorpost, and his master shall pierce his ear with an awl, and he shall serve him forever.
这就是姐妹戴耳，这个戴耳，打个洞戴耳环的原因。
That's why sisters pierce their ears.
这里有一个例外。
There is an exception here.
说如果这个奴隶爱他的主人，他可以对他的主人说，我以前服侍你六年是因为我穷，我没有办法，我把我自己卖给你，服侍了你六年，现在律法说我第七年可以走。
The servant sold himself to serve his master for 6 years because he was poor, he has no other way out, and therefore he served him 6 years. But now the seventh year comes, he said he loves his master now.
那现在因为你爱我，我也愿意甘心情愿爱你，来服侍你一辈子。
Because my master loves me, and I choose to love my master, I will serve him forever.
那做一个记号。
And there is a sign.
这个主人就带这个仆人到那个法官那里，他基本上都住在城门口，那你就靠在那个门框上打一个洞，那这个事情就搞定了。
The master will bring the servant to the judges, and they would pierce his ear with an awl by the door, and the deed is done.
这个仆人从今天起就换一个身份。
From that day onward, that servant has a new identity.
以前是奴仆。
In the past, he was a servant.
今天是爱奴。
Today he is a love slave.
以前是因为律法我服侍你。
In the past he served because it was the law.
现在是爱情侍奉你。
And from this day onward, I serve out of love for him.
这是写在律法里头的。
So that is what is written in the law.
过五百年，有一个人懂了。
After 500 years, someone understood.
这个人写了一个诗篇。
That man wrote a song.
诗篇四十二篇。
Psalm 42.
应该是四十篇，对不起。
Psalm 40.
读完我们就要结束了哈。这是作诗的人是大卫。
A Psalm of David.
我要念的是第六节。
Verse 6.
祭物和礼物你不喜悦，你已经开通了我的耳朵，燔祭和赎罪祭非你所要。
Sacrifice and offering you did not desire. My ears you have opened.Burnt offering and sin offering you did not require.
这节圣经如果你没有懂旧约的背景，你以为他老先生是异端。
If you do not understand, the Old Testament, you would think that the psalmist is, heretic.
祭物礼物都是律法里面规定的。
Burnt offerings and sin offerings are dictated by the law.
对不对？律法里面说没有人可以空手来朝见我的。
God said, no one shall come before me empty-handed.
这个最后的燔祭和赎罪祭非你所要，这五个祭物是也是律法里面规定到神的面前你要献这些祭的。
The five offerings, burnt offering and sin offering is two of the five,
is
required by God.
大卫胆子那么大说祭物礼物你不喜悦，赎罪祭燔祭非你所要，这不是异端吗？
But David dare say, sacrifice and offerings you did not desire, burnt offering and sin offering you did not require. Isn't that heretic?
是不是？
Isn't it heretical in nature?
照文字来说，它应该是异端。
By the letter, it's probably heretical.
但是按照灵来说，它不是异端。
But by the spirit, it is not.
他在这里要表明一个点。
Here it is to show a point.
按照律法，我们都是规规矩矩要献礼物、献祭物这些大些，这是律法的要求，我们都要做的。
By the requirements of the law, we ought to offer sacrifices and offerings.
就好像那个奴隶，他六年服侍他的主人，这是律法的要求，我没有办法，我只有卖给你，好好的服侍你六年。
Just like the servant who sold himself to his master, he had to serve him for 6 years because he was poor.
但是现在。我要侍奉你不是因为律法要求我。
But now I serve you not because it was required by the law.
是你爱我我也愿意什么爱你啊。
Because you loved me and I am willing to choose to love you back.
所以五百年后终于有一个人读懂这个律法的灵是什么了。
So 500 years later, someone understood the spirit of the letter of the law.
这个翻译他说你已经开通我的耳朵，原文的意思说你在我耳朵上打了一个洞。
It says my ears you have opened. In the original Hebrew it says you have all, you have placed an awl through my ear.
就是刚刚我们在二十章读的那个，这个主人把他的仆人拿到门框边上敲一个洞，就是他这句话的原话。
So it refers to the, chapter in Exodus we just readthe servant's ear has, been pierced by an awl on the door.
只要一个耳朵就可以了。
You only need one ear to get it done.
你打通我的耳朵。
You have opened my ear.
这是这七句话要讲的。
That is what the seven repeated sentence is trying to accomplish.
听懂没有？
Do you understand?
圣灵在这个时代找一种人，这种人是懂什么叫做爱奴的原则。
The Holy Spirit is looking for people, and these people understand what it means to be a love slave.
因为在这里，耶稣写七封信给他的教会，对吗？
Because Jesus here wrote the seven letters to the churches.
是新郎写给新娘的什么？情书。
It's a love letter written by the bridegroom to his bride.
所以你有情人就懂情书说什么，无情的人读来读去觉得肉麻兮兮，不知道他在说什么。
So if you love, then you understand what is written in the love letters. If you do not have love, then it's all mush to you.
对，你不知道他在说什么。
You have no idea what's written.
但是如果你在爱的里头，你就知道这个新郎在讲什么。你看他第一个教诲就是说，你如果把你起初的爱丢掉了，你前面有五个这么最好的那些优点，通通不算数，我还要把你从原处怎么样挪去？这个话好厉害啊！
If you have love, you would understand why the Lord said, even though you have these five good qualities, you have left your first love, and because of that, I will remove your lampstand. This is a very serious punishment.
对于新郎来讲，
to the bridegroom,
所有的优点比不上一个点，这个点是什么？你爱我比这一切更深吗？
All the good qualities is incomparable to what he wants. Do you love me more than these?
有这个点，其他都可以解决。
If you love him more than these, there are no problems.
没有这个点，你搞半天也都是在门外怎么样兜圈，你摸不到神的心。
If you do not love him more than these, then you are still outside the door and walking around in circles.
所以但愿我们每一个人在主的面前有一个开通的耳朵。
Would it that all of us have an open ear before the Lord?
我们低头祷告。
Let us pray.
亲爱的主。
Dear Lord.
你一直对你的教会情意深深。
You have always loved your church.
你爱我们到一个地步。
You loved us to such an estate.
你为教会舍命。
You died for her.
你要用你的爱来得着我们。
You want to obtain us with your love.
你不是用你的律法来规范我们。
You did not bound us with your law.
因为律法没有办法救我们。
Because the law cannot save us.
我们知道什么是对，也知道什么是错。
We know what is right and we know what is wrong.
但是我们就是没有办法做对的事而抗拒恶的事，没有办法。
But we have no way to do what is right and to refuse what is wrong.
主啊，今天只有你自己的爱的舍命可以把我们从这一切律法的咒诅里面释放出来。
Because you died out of love for us, you have released us from the grasp of the law.
主啊，有谁懂你的心呢？
Lord, who would understand your heart?
但愿你今天向我们说话的时候，
Would it be that when you speak to us today,
让我们在这个末世，我们能够从老底家的光景里面悔改。
That we could be rescued from the condition of the Laodiceans in these last times.
让我们眼睛被你打开。
That our eyes may be open.
让我们真看见。
That we would truly see.
我们自己真正属灵的光景是什么。
That we would see our true spiritual condition.
你也能够开我们的眼睛。
That you would open our eyes.
开我们的耳朵。
That you would open our ears.
让我们蒙更深的拯救。
That we would have a deeper Redemption.
主啊，救我们。
Lord, save us.
你不但在开始的时候救我们。
You not only save us in the beginning.
你到最后要马上主要回来之前，你还要救我们。
Just before the return of the Lord, you will also save us.
求你唤醒我们沉睡的灵。
Please waken our sleeping spirits.
让我们不再昏迷了。
That we would be awoken from this coma.
主，让我们可以快跑跟随你。
That we would run hard after you.
走完这最后的这一段路。
That we would finish the race ahead.
让你可以荣耀的再来。
That you may return in a glorious way.
满足你的心。
That your heart may be satisfied.
奉耶稣基督的名祷告。
In Jesus Christ's name we pray.
Amen. Thank you.